Let's talk about the Freemax Fireluke mesh tank. This is a 3 milliliter capacity, 24.5 millimeter diameter, and it's a shorty little thing. I mean, it's probably like 40 millimeters tall. It's fucking tiny little, you know, it looks like a dripper, honestly. It's a little bit tall, but it's still like, damn, shorty McShortington. You have several varieties of material, okay? You've got like a carbon fiber look, a resin look, and a stainless steel look. Obviously, they're all coated with steel on the inside, but the fucking, you know, the outside is like this whatever material coating. Or, of course, if you get the stainless version, it's just stainless. Pretty cool. Mesh coils, 0.15 ohm, 40 to 90 watts. I don't usually rock it at 40. You usually need about 65 to really get a good punchy hit. Anything more than that, you're going to risk it just being too hot. It's amazing that you can get this kind of fucking performance out of a 0.15, not having to bang it up at 150 watts, 160 watts. It's nice. It's got a good cloud production. It's got good vapor production. I think that the mesh coil factor is a little bit of a gimmick, but at the same time, let me explain what the hell mesh is. So it's like it sounds. You know, it has a screen, basically a screen of metal versus having like wraps of metal, like a spring. It's more of a square piece of metal that is wrapped around cotton. And then there's cotton on the outside of that. And it basically just kind of keeps rolling like that. I believe there are two pieces of mesh in there. I'm not sure, but it's definitely one. I was able to rip one apart when I wrecked my first coil. yeah, there's a big chunk of mesh in there. And, you know, the idea behind this is you're going to get more surface area, you know, equals more flavor, right? So you have wrapped wire, or you have a smaller, faster ramping mesh coil wire, material, I guess. You could say a coil or not. It doesn't matter. It is kind of a circular thing when it's wrapped in there. So there you go. But you have more surface area and more metal being heated and more liquid being, you know, vaporized at once. So that's the idea. Of course, the problem with mesh is that if you get any little bit of it not soaked all the way through, you are going to have a dry hit from hell. Period. Because that just basically pervades the whole damn coil then. You know, it's just stuck. Like any other kind of cotton atomizer, whenever that stuff gets even a little bit dry hit, you're going to be fucked with that for the rest of the life of the coil. Some of them you can kind of save, but it's always there. It's never as good or clean or pure or fast at wicking as it used to be. And that's really the big thing that mesh is good at, is wicking fast. This coil is amazing, especially considering that it has your bullshit sort of standard as whatever kind of four wicking ports. They're not small or large. They're just kind of your average size wick holes. But because of the mesh, it can go through there faster. There's a lot of cotton in there, but as long as you keep your tank full, which is something I'll get on later, you're not going to have a problem with this. Let's have a rip, and I'll talk about some cons. Pros, we'll get the fuck out of here. I've got some Van Kell's Titty Sprinkles in here. This is a Van Vell Vapor Liquid. I haven't talked about these guys before. It's VanValVapor.com. I do that just because I'm not remembering if I'm going to put it in this, you know, the description or not. So, and who looks at descriptions on audio posts anyway? I spelled it. But these guys make amazing liquids for very, very modest prices, okay? 65 mils is $9. 125 mils is $15? $15, something like that. And then the 210 mil bottle is $25, okay? So it's worth it. I'm not a Van Vell sponsor or any bullshit like that. I'm just saying, like, it's a very, very good deals. And they use Chubby Gorilla bottles, so everything's going to be great. Easy to open, easy to fill with for the most part. I mean, obviously the 210 mil bottle is just fucking wide. It looks like a freaking paper towel roll sized bottle. I mean, it's not long, but it's just this massive, like, you know, gotta need like Andre the Giant hands to fucking squeeze it, you know. I love it though. Good liquids, good prices, amazing prices. They're very, very focused on what is in the bottle, not, you know, about the damn labeling and bullshit. And of course, that's a lot of cheap juice companies, right? But the problem is they understand that cheap bullshit is cheap bullshit, right? So you go to, other companies, and you know that it's either not flavored well, or it's just got cheap-ass flavorings, bad nicotine, whatever. It's crazy shit. So these guys understand that we got to go hardcore for the juice making, for the actual recipes, okay? And fuck the bottles, and fuck all that glass crap, and extra labeling, and putting things in boxes, and having, like, brochures, and, you know, basically having a bottle show up in a tube with a manual wrapped around it, and this wonderful picturesque fucking collage of, no, you don't buy vaping, you don't buy e-liquid because it's, you know, got a poster in it, you buy it because you want to fucking vape the damn juice, okay? These guys get it for once, and it's not, you know, vape wild, just bling bling, halfway decent juice with 10 pounds of sweetener in every bottle. And I still love a lot of V-Dub liquids, but wow. I mean, I've had my eyes opened to not having everything fucking sweetened to hell. This is a chocolate donut vape, though, and it's a very decent kind of white chocolate, dark chocolate, donut-y, crusty vape. It's got this really thick richness to it. Especially after a couple of weeks of just sitting in the bottle, it's really turning out to be something I'm going to buy again and again and again, so... Shout out to Jake from Van Val, bro. You guys got some good liquids going. Keep it up. Keep it up. Van Val forever. cons for this tank, though. It's loud. It's very loud, as you heard. I mean, it's... Let's open the airflow all the way up. I mean, that's stupid. It's insane. Now, the other con is the top fill. It's just your wide open top fill. It doesn't have any sort of like, you know, there's no sort of like kidney bean holes or a flip top, like a TFE-12 or whatever with the swivel, or a Crown 3 where it's got the kidney beans or the Valerian where you've got the kidney bean fill holes and the pop top, or a slider like a Mellow. No, it's just pretty much unscrew and there's your fucking coil, and there's your chimney. Boom, you know? So it's very easy to overfill this. When you're filling it as well, you're going to want to close the airflow off completely. A lot of new tanks, you don't have to, but this one, close it off, because it will leak. Especially when it's hot, and you're going to refill this top up, it's going to leak. At least until that shit gets out of the airflow, and the negative pressure is built back up in the tank. Not happy about it. The capacity... What the hell, Freemax? You're making a tank that goes through juice like nothing. You know, 40 to 90 watts, that's a big-ass, you know, range there. And if you got it at 85 watts, you're going to be burning through a coil, you know, basically burning through a tank every hour. 3 mils is not a lot of fucking juice, okay? Most of the tanks that I run are like 8 mils. And this is nothing. This is kind of a joke. So fix that, you know. That's why you got to go to Ink Daddy and get the big bubble. So yeah, those are my cons. The pros are it's very, very fairly priced. It's $30. You get 2 coils in the set and an extra glass and the O-rings and all that bullshit. You also get, for the coils, you get the 5 packs instead of 3 packs, which is nice. So you get 5 coils per pack of coils. That's nice. They're supposedly going to have 0.4 ohm coils, so that might be a little bit nicer for people who don't want to just have their batteries fucked every 2 minutes. I don't mind the 0.15s. I really do like that hotter, more wattage vape. So yeah, it's a nice setup. It wicks fast. That's another pro. It's another pro. It really does just, you know, guzzle liquid, but it's also very, very dry hit anti, you know what I mean? Like it's dry hit proof in a sense. As long as it's full, you're not going to have a problem. Okay? So I love this thing. I can chain vape it for like 10 hits in a row and then, you know, it's half empty, but it didn't dry hit, so there you go. Fuck it. Get one if you like that kind of shorty design. It's very small, so you could put this on like an iPower or a fucking Pico or something. Pico 25, and you know, put it at 85 watts, 80 watts, and have a really, really awesome solid vape. The only problem is you're going to have to keep a bottle of juice with you. So I think that the compact factor is a little bit of a... you know, it's kind of inverted because of that shit. It's basically negated because you don't have real capacity on it. So there you go. That's my rant on this tank. I love it to death, but I also think that they could have improved it. This feels kind of like a 1.0. I think they can do better, but I really do enjoy this side of sort of a tank. So yeah, peace the fuck out. Flavor's awesome.